Hello, I'm Angela Camari from IT Decisions, and I'm in Rio de Janeiro reporting live from the World Economic Forum in Latin America. In the second half of the event today, there have been several debates around how the region should be planning for a sustainable future. In one of the sessions, the Brazil chapter of the annual Global CEO Survey by PwC was released. The survey, which covered 1,200 chief executives worldwide, looked at their perceptions of the business environment going forward. According to the study, Brazilian executives are optimistic about growth prospects in the short term, but the mood is a little downbeat for the midterm. That's because Brazilian CEOs are fearful of potential stumbling blocks such as overregulation, protectionism from other countries, and shortage of skilled labor. The point of qualified manpower, or rather the lack of it, was also mentioned during a lunch about empowerment of girls and women to impact on the challenges facing Latin America. One of the most interesting remarks was made by Ricardo Hausmann, a director of the Center of International Development at Harvard University. Hausmann raised the point that more women graduate from university courses in Latin America than men, and yet these women are removed from the marketplace. Addressing this issue alone could go a long way towards plugging the skills gap that we see across many Latin countries, in a range of sectors including technology. Finally, a panel session on Latin America's role in the global governance system took place with a group of panelists including Antonio Patriota, Foreign Relations Minister of Brazil, and advertising guru Sir Martin Sorrell. In their session, the key highlights were that Latin America has indeed become a group of stable countries, especially after they emerged from the recession relatively unharmed. Patriota highlighted the lack of terrorism and major conflicts as a major advantage to Latin American countries. Also very interestingly, Minister Patriota said that while the focus of the business community in Brazilian cities like São Paulo has been to do business with countries in the Northern Hemisphere, he has been sensing that Latin's future is linked to the region itself. That's it for now. We will be bringing more news from the WEF sessions tomorrow. But in the meantime, please follow us on Twitter at ITDex and check our website for the analysis, news and comment that matters to anyone with an interest in Brazil IT. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.